In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. I don't know if you couldn't sleep last night and you were able to get up early this morning, perhaps around 3 o'clock in the morning, and you were able to turn on the television to watch Pope Francis in the solemn mass that he had this morning at St. Peter's Basilica as he inaugurated the beginning of the 14th Ordinary General Assembly of the Synod of Bishops in Rome. This 14th Ordinary General Assembly of the Synod of Bishops begins today on this fourth day of October, the Pope's patronal feast day, the Feast of St. Francis, and will end exactly 3 weeks from today on October the 25th. As many of you know, the theme for this Synod of Bishops is the vocation and mission of the family in the church and in the modern world. Throughout the next 3 weeks, bishops from all over the world will offer recommendations to the Holy Father so that he can write an encyclical or apostolic letter giving essential teaching for the pastoral care of the person and the family. As you know, this synod comes right on the heels of the World Meeting for Families with Pope Francis in Philadelphia, which just ended exactly a week ago today. A week ago today, our Holy Father was in this country in Philadelphia, concluding the World Meeting for Families, and now he begins this 3-week synod of bishops on the family. And it would probably be an understatement to tell you that the family is in crisis. In his address to the United States Joint Session of Congress and the Supreme Court on September the 24th, 2015, Pope Francis said this, and I quote, "I cannot hide my concern for the family, which is threatened perhaps as never before, from within and from without. Fundamental relationships are being called into question, as is the very basis of marriage and the family. I can only reiterate the importance and, above all, the richness and the beauty of family life." End of quotation. So says Pope Francis in a joint session to Congress. He wants to talk about the richness and the beauty of family life. And at the same time, he cannot hide his concern for the family. He says fundamental relationships are being called into question. We know this to be the case, don't we? Fundamental relationships, like a marriage between a man and a woman, is being called into question. He says the very basis of marriage in the family is being called into question. He says not only from within marriage, so there are forces within a marriage and family that are trying to destroy itself, but also from without are trying to destroy itself. And as we think of those forces from without, we always think of the world, the flesh, and the devil, right? The world, the flesh, and the devil. So there are peer pressures. There are pressures from the world and from society. There are pressures from government who blatantly disobey God's laws. But there are also forces from Satan trying to destroy them. Back in 2008, Cardinal Carlo Caffara of Bologna in Italia gave an interview to the press where he still told a very interesting story about being appointed by Pope St. John Paul II to establish the Pontifical Institute for Marriage and the Family. Under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, St. Pope John Paul II said, "We need to establish a Pontifical Institute to study, so that students could come and study the church's teachings on Mary and the family." And Cardinal Carlo Caffara was in charge. So what did he do? He wrote to Sister Lucia, the Carmelite nun in Portugal. And he asked for Sister Lucia's prayers. He had to write through a bishop who couldn't write Sister Lucia directly. Now, I hope you remember that Sister Lucia is one of the three children to whom our Blessed Mother appeared in Fatima, Portugal, almost 100 years ago, in 1917. So he asked Sister Lucia for prayers for this great apostolate of starting the Pontifical Institute for Marriage and Family. And he was surprised when he got a letter back. And Sister Lucia said in her letter back to Cardinal Cafara, she said a lot of things, but in part she said this key statement. The final battle between the Lord and the reign of Satan will be about marriage and the family. Don't be afraid, because anyone who works for the sanctity of marriage and the family will always be contended and opposed in every way, because this is the decisive issue. However, Our Lady has already crushed its head. End of quotation from St. Lucia's letter. Now, I believe, it's my opinion, not church teaching, but it's my opinion that Sister Lucia was prophetic here. It's one of the gifts of the Holy Spirit, right? Prophecy. I believe personally that this was prophetic. Here, Sister Lucia, one of the three children to whom our Blessed Mother appeared, says the final battle will be about marriage and the family. And here we are. That's exactly the battle that we're in right now. Marriage and the family. Now, even if you don't believe that the final battle will be about marriage and the family, you don't have to believe this, what St. Lucia writes. It is absolutely certain you must believe that the first battle was about marriage and the family. Because that's how the story opens in the book of Genesis, chapter 1 and 2. In the first two chapters of the Bible, we discover that God had an idea to create marriage between a man and a woman. We discover that it was God's idea, not man's idea, God's idea to create man and woman and to bring them together in one flesh. Take a look at Genesis chapter 1 and chapter 2. That's what it says. God's directing the action here, right? God gives the command, the very first commandment that God gives to man. In Genesis chapter 1, he says, be fruitful and multiply. And so just as soon as marriage is created by God, just as soon as God gives the loving command to be fruitful and multiply, as soon as he does this, chapter 3 begins with the slippery, slimy, evil snake who wants to wheeze his way in to destroy marriage and the family. He wants to destroy God's beautiful plan for marriage and the family by making Adam and Eve blame each other, by making their kids kill each other, by making them disobey God, hence causing friction in marriage and the family. And since marriage in the family was clearly, from the biblical perspective, the very first thing that Satan attacked, it won't surprise me at all that that is what Satan will destroy or wants to destroy in the last battle. And it doesn't surprise me that anyone who works for the sanctity of marriage and the family will always be contended and opposed and picked on and ridiculed and made fun of in every way. And so, as St. Paul says, in season and out of season, whether popular or unpopular, we continue to preach the good news of God's beautiful plan for marriage and the family. Absolutely nothing has changed. We affirm the good news that marriage is between only one man and one woman, while at the same time we condemn sodomy and so-called same-gender get-togethers. We affirm the good news of marriage as a permanent covenant between a man and a woman that is faithful until death do they part, while at the same time condemning adultery and divorce and remarriage without the church's blessing and without receiving an annulment. We affirm, as we always have, the good news of the dignity of every child within the womb of his mother. We affirm the blessing of many children be fruitful and multiply, while at the same time continuing to condemn the evils of abortion, contraception, and sterilization. This will not be a popular message. But Jesus says, woe to you when everyone speaks well of you. Woe to you when everyone applauds you. For they treated the false prophets in just the same way. St. Lucia says, you'll be doing something right if you know that people are picking on you, laughing at you, walking out of church on you, because you continue to preach marriage and the family. Sister Lucia says, don't be afraid. Isn't that good news? Don't be afraid, Sister Lucia said, because Our Lady and Jesus have already crushed Satan's ugly head. Do not be afraid. For we have a beautiful, beautiful weapon that protects marriage and the family, and we call it the Rosary. Yes, it was Saint Dominic who was inspired so long ago, at the end of the 1100s and the 1200s, who was inspired to remove his sword from his belt, because your sword was on your left side. You would draw your sword with your right hand and fight the enemy. And Saint Dominic said, we don't need the sword. The weapon that we need against the real enemy, who is the devil, is the Rosary. So he replaced the sword with the Rosary, inspired by the visions he had of our Blessed Mother. And it was that powerful prayer that destroyed enemies and converted hearts. It destroyed the Albigensian heresy at the time of Saint Dominic, and it converted hearts and brought them back to the Lord. Families and the Rosary go together. St. John Paul II wrote in a beautiful letter on the Rosary, and he said something very interesting. He said, and I quote, families seldom manage to come together, and the rare occasions when they do are often taken up with watching television. To turn to the recitation of the family rosary means filling daily life with different images. The image of the Redeemer, the image of His most blessed Mother. We need to return to the practice of family prayer and prayer for families, continuing to use the rosary. End of quotation from St. Pope John Paul II in Rosarium Virginis Maria. He says we cannot neglect the family rosary. And he contrasts this image of watching television. He says we don't want to have too many of those images of watching television. He says, let's fill our minds with images of Jesus' joyful mysteries. of our Lord's sorrowful mysteries, of our Lord's glorious mysteries. Let's fill our images, our mind with images of our Lord and our Blessed Mother. And so we are so grateful to our Holy Mother, the Church. She's a good mom who encourages us to pray the Rosary. Not only that, she has allowed us today, even though the beautiful feast of the Rosary is on Wednesday, commemorating on the 7th of October in the year 1571, the great naval battle and victory of the Christians over the evil Turks, and how the Rosary won the day. But thanks be to God that our Mother, the Church, allows us to celebrate here on Sunday this beautiful Feast of the Rosary as the Synod for Families begins, inviting us in a simple way to pray for the strengthening of the dignity of marriage and family life using the mysteries of the Most Holy Rosary. We use the opening collect today so often. I hope you do. I do in my prayer at the end of the Rosary. It's the opening collect for today's Mass. It's so beautiful. You know all of those, right? O God, by His only begotten Son, by His life, death, and resurrection, has purchased for us the rewards of eternal life. Grant, we beseech Thee, that while meditating upon the mysteries of the Most Holy Rosary of the Blessed Virgin Mary, that we may imitate what they contain and obtain what they promise, through the same Christ our Lord. Amen. Our Lady of the Most Holy Rosary, pray for us. In the name of the Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sanctus. Amen.